Uh-oh. Technical difficulties. First time out, technical difficulties. Wow. Give me 1 second. Please. Not a good start. My apologies. Listen. This was a test run to Hanging with Hendo. I know that I said before I was going to bring it back. We are here. This may not be a permanent thing because, once again, you can't always rely on anyone but yourself. So, give me 1 second. All right. Right. No, it's not permanent, Brian. This is Hang with Hendo. This is a show for the patrons, by the patrons, of the patrons, where we discuss things that the patrons want to talk about. This is a channel where we discuss the things and the topics that you bring up. Also, if you want to participate in the show, you can do that as well. But I guess anybody here but Brian, so we ain't going to be here that long. I was supposed to have some guests with me, but something went wrong. Somehow they got lost. Somehow they couldn't click a link to come into the show. It's not permanent, Brody. It's not permanent at all. This is a test run just to see how things go out, to see how things move along. I said I was coming back and I see Reg. What's up, Reg? I said that I was going to bring it back in the beginning of March. It's the beginning of March. I did it. I don't know if this thing is actually going to work out. Because once again, right now, I'm heated. Because you know how I am about punctuality and people being on time and doing what they say they're going to do and being where they say they're going to be. And when they're not here, it kind of throws me off a little bit because I'm military. I'm punctual. Or at least I try to be. So today, this show was supposed to be about some newcomers in the game of YouTube and how they navigate through the hurdles of starting a channel, going through a channel, how to keep themselves motivated. So I guess this is only going to be a Q&A for myself. And it's not permanent. Like, y'all can't tell me what to do with my show. You know what I'm saying? I don't even really do stuff on this channel. It has switched over from the Rogue Pod to Hanging with Hendo. Totally different channel where we focus on different things outside of sports. So, is there anything y'all want to discuss before I get going? All right, supposedly the guest is supposed to be coming through now. I don't know how they said they were here, and it's only one link. I don't understand it. And they said they clicked on a link earlier. Oh, they're here now. All right. Right. Mm-hmm.
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing?
You know, you just killed the show, right?
What do you mean?
This was a test run, and it failed miserably.
I've been sitting backstage.
You've been sitting backstage. I've been in here since before 7 o'clock. You have not come in here.
I promise, honest to God, as God, and you know I don't play by God. I would not even.
Okay. So my thing is this: what happened at 8 o'clock?
And hold on. Here's how I can tell you I was. Wait. Here's how I can verify that I was in the stream. It said "We back, baby," and then maybe earlier when I clicked that link, it said "King Hendo, the man's room."
So you clicked the wrong link then, huh?
No.
What happened at 8 o'clock?
7:04.
So if you were in here since 7 o'clock, how were you not in here at 8?
No, I signed on at 7:57. I clicked the link at 7:57. I was like, okay, whew, I got 3 minutes to spare. Ran downstairs, got my drink, my water, and I had 3 minutes to spare. I clicked on the link and I was like, you're in backstage. And I said, okay, well, he's late. Then I started messaging you at like 7:59. I was like,
you messaged me at 8:02.
No, 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 no. The first message I sent you, hold on, because, you know, these messages don't lie unlike some people.
Right.
The first message I sent was at 7:59. Okay. Right. The second
Kill that noise.
The second one was at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And you messaged me back at 8:01. So I could not have messaged you at 8:02.
Yeah. I think that's what we need, Brodney. I think some people in here need an alarm clock. And I understand, you know, I didn't understand this before, but I'm starting to understand it now. Why Tom Coughlin said, if you are 5 minutes early, you're late. Because when you try to do things at the last minute, you rush and you do the wrong thing.
No. I was in the stream.
I've been in here since 7 o'clock. I've not moved from this spot. I've been watching TV from here. But let's move on. Let's move on. You know, let's make this a happy, joyous occasion. It is the last hanging with Hendo. So let's make it. Let's go out with a bang.
It's the what?
Let's go out with a bang.
It's the first one.
No, there have been some before.
There the first one of this is episode one of what is it? Series. I don't watch television, so you know that. It's episode one of
season two.
Season two. I was going to say series two. I was like, no, that's not right. Episode one of season two.
All right.
And then, like every off season, this can be a thing.
No. No, we have a saying in Baltimore, dead and stinking. Dead and stinking.
Let us know if you all want.
It's not about the
surgeons of
Nintendo
on the off season.
We're asking the proprietor of this channel, the one that runs the channel.
I mean, I know, but you have to give the people what they want.
No. Okay. They want a Yolanda live stream. Are they going to get that?
Sure.
Soon. They wanted it yesterday. When are they going to get it?
Soon.
What is soon? Soon can mean a lot of things.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm for certain of this.
Okay.
That didn't answer the question. Soon as in the month of March?
Soon as in that is to be determined.
But everybody else can do the work. You can't.
I've been putting in the work. I've been putting out videos.
Are you too good for live streaming?
No, I never said that.
Oh, I was just asking. But okay, let's move on. right, Brodney. So not so soon is what she's saying.
I didn't say that, Brodney. That's not nice. She said, you know. How about this? Sooner rather than later.
That could still mean 10 things.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think so.
Facts. Even Red's been out here doing his thing consistently.
Right. I know. And a huge shout out to Reg. It was his birthday on Thursday, leap year. Happy birthday to you. But that didn't stop him. Oh, no. No. Reg said, I can't stream on my birthday, but I'll make up for it. And he did, man of his word. Made up for it the next day.
So what you're saying is the collection of the crew, the majority minus one, is putting in work.
Yeah. Brodney, he's telling you that you're not putting in the work. He said you're the minus one.
Okay.
Because, right. I mean, Reg is putting in the work. I'm putting in the work. You're putting in the work. So that leaves Brodney. By process of elimination, he was saying that, you know.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, let's start the show.
Let's do it.
And like I said, this show is about, it can be about life, but we're going to tailor it towards YouTube and content creators and the daily grind of being a content creator. And every time you hit that publish button, it's kind of like, are they going to watch it? Is it going to be successful? Are the people going to enjoy what I'm actually putting out? So we have some questions here from one of the patrons, and we're going to answer, if you don't mind.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
And this is a patron-only stream?
Yes, because it's a test. Like, we're not going to throw it, just jump out in the water without testing it first.
Okay. Okay. Well, patrons, let us know if you are enjoying the hanging with Hendo coming back.
It's only two of them, so everybody else probably watching the combine.
Yeah. I keep seeing the wide receiver from FSU.
FSU. You know,
and we all know how I feel about that.
What's up, Jose? FS what?
FS what? FS who?
Don't do that. Don't do that, Bradley. I did this for a specific reason.
Oh, that's a brilliant idea.
No, don't yes. do it. I did
this. Go in the Discord.
I did this for a specific reason, the way that I did it. It's always the method to my madness.
Oh, okay.
So don't put it in the Discord. Please and thank you. If that's the way I wanted, I would have just put it in Discord. I'd have promoted it in the Discord, but I did not.
I think it's a swell idea.
It's not. It's not. It's not. Well, then, you know what? Then you delete it. You delete it then. Delete it.
Oh, great, Reg. That's, no, you
it's
know
not,
what?
Great, it's not. It's not. It's not great.
I love it. Yeah, I love it. That's good. I need to go in the Discord. I haven't been in ages.
Hmm. Ever hear the expression, you're doing too much?
Yeah, doing too much. By not going into the Discord, I'm doing too much?
Appreciate it. No, I was talking about just other people that just do too much. But
I think it was a good idea, but I'm moving.
Okay, let's get started in the questions that have been submitted for today.
Okay.
Rodney. Oh, okay. What's up, Shib? Appreciate you for driving by. I figured you'd be out and about running the streets. I do listen to you all. I listen to everything that is told to me. I don't get it. But
oh, wow. Rodney said you don't listen to them. So, I mean, that's a two-way street.
All right. So let's start off with the first question. Being that you are a new content creator, you decided that, hey, I'm going to take that leap and go out here and start my own channel. The first question that was submitted is, or the first statement that was submitted is, ways to motivate yourself when you feel unmotivated. So how, when you're creating this video, when you're editing it or going through the process of making it, how do you motivate yourself when you just don't feel it sometimes? Because as a content creator, in the beginning, it's kind of like, oh, I got so many ideas. I got so much energy and thought that I want to put into this. And then there just comes a time where you suffer from burnout. So how do you motivate yourself?
I think for me, motivation, and this is applicable to pretty much every area of my life, motivation comes from me revisiting the why I'm doing it. So whether it's in, you know, a job or in my personal life or expanding over to content creation, I have to remember why I started, why I set out to do it. And during those times where I feel unmotivated, I just typically like to take a step back and self-reflect. And usually I'm able to recenter myself through, like, you know, I like to, you know, have time, prayer time, that usually works for me. It helps me to refocus. And motivation, I think, just comes from within, just having a place of purpose and knowing that you're doing something for a reason. And that reason may not always be as fruitful, if you please, but that's okay. You still keep going.
Okay. All right. Now for me, I get motivation from trauma. My motivation comes from my mother, and it comes from my childhood. So growing up, back before we knew exactly what it was, my mother suffered from depression. Mm-hmm. And it was just time she wouldn't get out of bed. Like, she used to lay under blankets. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it was 100 degrees outside. And we didn't have central air, so it had to be like 140 in the house. And she would just lay there every day. And no one really knew what was going on. And I would see this as a child, and I was probably about 6, 7, or 8 years old. And I used to have a really short fuse. Like, my fuse was really short because of my upbringing and my circumstances. And I took offense to everything. So the one thing that I think has followed me from childhood to now is when people would say to me, you're just like your mother. You're lazy. You're just like your mother.
Wow.
And from not being a child, not knowing what exactly what was going on, you know, that would anger me. Even when I knew it wasn't true, if somebody was just like, you're like your mother, like that would incense me so bad. So I made it my focus to say, I'm going to distance myself from this narrative. I'm going to put myself in a place where when I go somewhere and do something, there isn't going to be a question that I gave it my all. So at times when I'm just like, I don't feel like making this video. And that comes quite often because you have life. You have other situations that kind of creep in. And then you have that self-doubt. No matter how successful others may perceive you to be, deep down inside, you may not see yourself as being that successful. So you may think that it's all for naught. Or I may think that it's all for naught. So when I don't feel motivated, to me, it's I treat it like a job. And I treat it like I have to do what I need to do to get where I want to be. So I use trauma to motivate me in all situations. So that's how I do, because I'm unmotivated a lot, especially when it comes to this YouTube stuff, especially when it comes to live streaming.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you, Shug. That's very, very sweet. Yeah, that's a really good perspective, Hendo. That's a good perspective. And I guess it's maybe akin to where I hear people say, like, I take the naysayers as fuel, and all of the people that say I couldn't do it, or I can't do it, or I shouldn't do it, I take all of them, or, you know, I take it in stride, and I use that as like motivation. So maybe it's akin to that.
It's a possibility. Yeah. It's a possibility. But, you know, we all have to dig deep down inside and find out what motivates us and what keeps us going. Also, I think that growing up in the situation I grew up in, I never really had that, oh, when I get older, I want to be. I want to do. Like, this is something, this is a path that I'm going to go on and try to accomplish this goal. I never really had that mindset. It was just like, hey, watching my family, do what you need to do. Do whatever's possible to get by in life. I never had that force, or I never had that mentor that told me that there was much more outside of my situation. So I never dreamt of it. And once I started doing YouTube, something just hit me like, this is what I really want. This is what I want to be successful in. This is what I want to do full time. This is what I want to do going forward. But no matter what, it's kind of like, put out this video. Hey, 100 views. In most minds, it's like, oh, you got 100 views. Cool. Great. And to me, it's like, it's not going to get me where I need to be. I'm glad 100 people took the time out to be vested in me. And they took the time out to watch it, whether they liked it, they hated it, bad, good, or indifferent. But to me, it used to be a motivating force how successful every video I put out was. And, you know, we had this conversation about subscribers don't equate to success. Subscribers are for ego. It's for me to say, oh, I got 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. Ha ha, I'm the man. Look at me. But when you only have 50 out of those 1,000 watching your videos, what difference does it really make? So, you know, I just try to push forward to do better, hone my craft, because this is something that I wish to do going forward. Before I got on here, I was watching some business videos and seeing how some people went through trials and tribulations to actually become extremely successful in life. Now, I don't have to be extremely successful, but I want to be very successful because I got a lot of people I want to bring with me. So that's my motivation. And we have a question from Rodney. He says, Yolanda, do you find yourself obsessing, paying too much attention to the numbers?
Yes, I do. And I am slowly coming to the realization that that's not what I want to do. So it's kind of like a reset for me. Like, okay, wait a minute. Let me go back to the why. The why am I doing this is not for, ooh, I have X amount of numbers who viewed my video or who like my video. That's great. That's wonderful. But I have a goal in mind. And so I keep the goal in front of me. So I guess as somebody who's just now starting out with content creation, sure, I can certainly say that I've fallen into that trap, but trying to get my way out, claw my way out of it, if that makes sense. That's a good question.
So
Okay. I wanted to share. So Hendo, you just shared your, you know, kind of like your upbringing. Mine was just the opposite. Fun fact, I'm a preacher's daughter. So, you know, I grew up in a home where we, you know, my family, we're in church all the time, and there was a lot of structure, and goals were always talked about. And it was something to where I knew at like maybe age 4, I think I told my mom, I want to be a lawyer at 4. Hmm. And so I always knew kind of what I wanted to do. But one day I might come on and share this story of how I became an attorney and, you know, like what happened. It wasn't easy, and it didn't happen instantaneously. It was a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. I think that's how you can classify it. So I said all that to say, if you have a goal and you don't really see the results right away, keep going, because you never know if your moment, if that time is coming right around the corner. And if you give up now, you'll live with regret, and you don't want to live your life saying, I wish I would have, or wonder what would have happened if only I did. So for what it's worth, and for who it helps, always keep.
Okay, great story. All right, question for myself, I guess. Shug wants to know, what would you say, and I guess you can answer this as well, what would you say to someone who looks up to you, now that has a lack of drive, but feels they are stuck in a rut and has a hard time putting content out? I say to you, you have to treat this like a job. You have to. If you're trying to actually grow and consistently do this, you have to treat it like work. And I know that you take work serious because it puts food on the table for you. And even though we may not be the big time YouTubers or whatever, every little bit helps. So you have to put a large piece of yourself into this. You have to take yourself and immerse yourself into the journey. And as far as putting out content, I spend hours upon hours looking on the internet, just trying to find something to talk about and put my own spin on it. Sometimes you have to take certain things and make stuff up, but you're only limited to your imagination, what your imagination can do. So if you treat it like a job and you know this is something that you really want, then you go for it. But if you don't really want it, then I say don't do it. And a lot of times I do know that you can get stuck in looking at the numbers and looking at the subscribers, but you have to put it in the work, and you have to analyze what you're doing. Honestly, like, am I really putting enough into this? Because in the beginning, I thought I'm doing enough. You know, my videos are okay. I'm doing enough. Why are people not watching it? Why are people not growing? And then I sat back and I had to do some self-actualization and say, you know what? I'm really not putting enough into it. Okay, I may spend 40 minutes editing a video, but I'm watching people on YouTube and they're like, man, this takes me about 5 or 6 hours to do. And yes, I'm like, I'm not coming close. So once you make that commitment, because you have to make the commitment, and if it's not in your heart, it's not in your heart. And if it's just a hobby or something that you want to do, that's cool too. Mm-hmm. But you can't get caught up in everything that comes with it if you treat this like a hobby.
Yeah, I agree. Shug, that's a good question. If you lack drive, I think it goes back to revisiting the why you're doing it. Because certainly in life, there are moments where drive is lacking. There are times where you just feel like, I think the original question, unmotivated. Certainly, we all feel that way from time to time. But you have to, for me, I have to meet resistance, procrastination. I have to meet it with action. And so when I'm feeling like I don't want to do it, I don't feel like it, I have to tell myself, it's not about how I feel. I'm a grown woman. It's about what I need to do. And if I set a goal for myself, I'm very big on doing all that I can to achieve a goal. Very, very driven. So if I set a goal for myself, I try to remember that and do all that I can to achieve it.
Okay. So also I have to, you know, give a big shout out to Brodney and Jose. Big shout out. Yeah. And especially Brodney, because Brodney goes through it. I ain't gonna lie. Brodney goes through it. Brodney goes through my moments when I'm just like, I got this awesome video, B. Take a look at it. Yeah, it's all right. It's a good video. It's a good video. And it doesn't do well. And I'm like, man, forget all this. I ain't doing this no more. Forget these people. I'm out here pouring my heart out and putting all this effort and energy in it. Y'all ain't watching. And Brodney like, just calm down. Just calm down. It'll come. It'll come. And I'm just like, all right. You know, sometimes you need that, because me personally, all my life, I have been so dependent upon just myself. Like the only person that I really could rely on to be there is myself. Now I've had people in my corner, but it's always in the back of my mind when you're going to screw up, because they always screw up. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
to have him in my corner doing all that, priceless. Jose, he really opened my eyes, and he has my back as well. He really opened my eyes, because I used to be so focused and centralized on the thought of number of subscribers, number of subscribers, number of subscribers, number of subscribers. And Jose has always said this, and I never really paid attention to it until I sat down and looked at it. Jose said, it's not about the numbers, it's about building a community. And when I sat back and look at it, I'm like, man, I'm worried about getting more subscribers. I'm worried about getting more views. I'm worried about getting sponsorships and all these things. Mm-hmm. But I'm forgetting the core of the people that show up for me week in and week out. And I'm like, man, that's when I kind of had a shift on everything, and my mindset shifted. Now, yes, I still want the numbers and I still want the subscribers. But if they don't come, I don't get as down upon myself as I did before. So listen. If Suge, if this is something that you love to do or that you like to do, I know you like talking, and I know you like providing content for other people. So you hold on to that.
Yes.
And you make this bigger than yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
Because you're providing that entertainment value for other people. You keep that in mind. And I know that it gets frustrating, because you're like, man, my channel's not growing at the pace it should be. People not coming in through. But once again, I ask the question, are you doing everything in your power to make it grow? And if the answer is no, then you sit back and you just have that, you have that tough conversation with yourself. Like, am I going to do this to better it? Or am I just going to take a step back and do it once in a while because I view this as a hobby?
Yeah. Yeah. I think too, very, very valid points and great points to ponder. So thank you for sharing that, Hendo. I do think sometimes you need to take a break. And those are important. And only you know when you need a break. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be a long hiatus. It can be a week. It can be 2 weeks. But sometimes you just need an opportunity to recharge, to reboot, to reset. And that's important too. It's a part of the process. It's a part of growth. And in order for you to continue to pour out into others, you yourself have to be filled. So it's important to take the time to make sure that your cup is overflowing and that you are not feeling depleted, because it's very difficult, if almost impossible, for you to be your authentic self and give and pour into others when you yourself are feeling deficient.
Okay. I agree 100%, but for people like me, may not be many people like me, I can't do that. As long as I have a drop left, I'm gonna keep moving, because I'm an extremist. Like, I'm extreme. Hush your mouth. I'm an extremist. And when I say it, what I mean when I say it is, whatever I'm going to do, it's going to be 100 miles per hour. So if I'm going to work it, I'm going to work it at 100 miles per hour. But if I'm going to be off and be lazy, I'm going to be lazy at 100 miles per hour. So I can't take those breaks, because I start getting comfortable. There have been times when I first started out that I was like, I'm not going to live stream. I'm not gonna live stream this week, and somehow that turned into 3 weeks because this is like, you know, it feels good not doing nothing on a Sunday, and I keep it moving. So I realized to myself, like, I can take many, many breaks,
yeah,
maybe a day or so, maybe a couple hours, but I realized that I'm constantly thinking about YouTube, constantly. No matter what I'm doing, my mind is always, and it's not right. It may be obsessive compulsive behavior, but I'm always thinking about YouTube. I'm always watching on something on YouTube to try to better myself. So that is wonderful advice, but you have to take it at your own pace. What's up first?
Yeah. I'm glad you skipped over Brodney's question because it was not nice. So
I skipped over a lot of Brodney's comments because this is Brodney. And it is true. As long as there's a blade of grass on the ground,
oh, no. I was talking about the one that was maybe.
Oh, the one up there? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. I'm okay, Brodney.
Yeah. Blade of grass. Brodney, I have put out the recipe for the infamous green juice. I really would like you.
Kentucky grass.
I really would like you to give the grass. Oh, look at me calling it grass juice. Bad. I would really like you to give the green juice a try.
No, and listen, I got another thing. So being that I feel solitaire a lot, ask your friends for help. Like if you like, oh man, I really don't have a topic for a show, ask somebody.
Yeah.
She think I should talk about this week.
That's a good idea.
And I think that a lot of us, from a lot of advice we've been given, and to be successful on YouTube, you have to niche down. I mean, to an extent, that's true. But you don't have to niche totally down to where you put yourself in a box. Because once you start to put yourself in that box and get known for that box, it's hard to get out of it. And this is kind of why I did this channel. Because when you start mixing sports with real life, you know what I'm saying? It conflates things and it kind of messes up the algorithm. The algorithm doesn't care if your content is dope or not.
Mm-mm.
The algorithm is like, hey, he talks about the Ravens. Now he's telling me what to do with my life. I don't know where to send this. And it goes nowhere.
It goes nowhere. And so if you are that's one thing. So I know it took me a while to launch my two channels. I understand that there was a reason, because I wanted to at least study and prepare. So one thing that I've learned is what Hendo just said. If you are considering starting a channel and your content is not consistent, or they're opposites, and there's no meeting of the minds, so to speak, between your content, it will be difficult eventually for the algorithm to know who to send your content to. So that's just something to keep in mind. But it is something to consider when you're talking about balance, because you don't want to, like you said, Hendo, box yourself in like, oh, this is the only thing I talk about on my channel. You don't want to feel that way, right? But certainly if you want to become monetized, or you want to have a lucrative business in social media and content creation, you've got to at least play the game, right? That's what this is. It's the algorithm is a game. It's like a Rubik's cube, and you've got to know the ins and out. You've got to work the system and let it work for you.
Yeah, well, listen, I like how you glossed over the fact of you saying your two channels, you know. Everyone doesn't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. I thought they did.
So everyone knows you created a second channel?
I don't know. I haven't.
So
said
if you it. Don't, so if you don't, you haven't said it.
I
like
don't
I
know.
Said, like I said, you just slid it in there with my two channels.
Okay. I might put it in the Discord.
I mean, you could say it right now.
Yeah, I know. I can, but
thank you, Brodney.
Brodney, you have too many comments today. I feel so betrayed. Oh gosh, Brodney, knock it off. I will. So I do have a second channel, and I created the second channel like effective an hour ago, 30 minutes ago. And it's primarily because of what I just said. My thought going into content creation was, I'm not going to just have a channel about the Baltimore Ravens because I want to talk about more than that. Right. And through Wise Consult and talking to different people who are successful in the craft, I said, I really don't want to do, I don't want to bifurcate my channel. I just want to have one main channel, but that wasn't kind of the end result. So I put out a video about an hour ago, maybe 45 minutes ago, maybe since the show started, I don't know. And I'm not keeping secrets. Oh no, Bradney. No,
I have a question for you, counselor. You're not on trial. No worries. You just said, I don't know if everyone knows about my second channel. Then you turn around and say, yeah, you know, I just launched it like an hour ago.
Yeah.
Make that make
Let's
sense.
Not and say we did.
All right, next question.
So the second channel is Life with Yolanda, which was the first channel. So the second channel is
Yolanda B. Raven.
No.
Oh.
Talk. Yeah. Raven's Talk with Yolanda.
Oh, same thing. All right. Next up, how do you show up for yourself when no one else does?
Ooh. I think the way I show up for myself is I do a lot of self-reflecting.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we can tend to be hard critics on ourselves. But at some point, you have to be willing to recognize even small steps in the right direction. Small progress is still progress. And when other people don't show up for me, I continue to remind myself that I came into this world alone and nothing is promised to me. Nothing is guaranteed. And everything that I get is a blessing.
Right.
And when someone doesn't show up, yes, it can be hurtful. It can certainly be hurtful, but remembering that you matter, remembering that your message is important, mm-hmm. remembering that you're special, remembering that you have something that only uniquely you can offer, putting all of those thoughts in perspective and making sure that you really believe them and making sure that you really, you know, that there's buy-in, right? That really helps me. So just always continuing to balance being a hard critic on myself with telling myself, okay, I might not be where I want to be, but thank God I'm not where I used to be. So I'm a work in progress and that's okay.
Yes, yes. So Reg wants to know, what's the name of that channel again?
There's two. There's Raven's Talk with Yolanda, which is the primary football channel. And then the second one is Life with Yolanda.
Got you.
Yeah.
Did Yolanda say she was buying four cakes?
Yolanda's going to buy four cakes?
I don't think she said she's going to buy four cakes.
Mm-mm. No.
All right. How do I show up for myself when no one else does?
Yeah.
I just do my daily because I'm used to depending upon me. So, you know, and depending upon the situation, but we're funneling this to YouTube in particular. Mm-hmm. I show up for myself because that's just like a competition.
Mm.
And in my mind, I'm not going to let somebody outwork me. I figured that's what you was all about.
That's what I thought.
But yeah, I just, you know, I treat it like a competition. I'm like, I'm not going to let people outwork me. You know, it's just, it's and because of that childhood trauma, it's been ingrained in me. I'm not going to let somebody say that they're doing more than what I'm doing.
Mm.
You know, I try to stay present in the moment and accomplish what I'm trying to accomplish for the future. So it's not like this showing up for myself is not hard because to me, in most cases, I feel like I can only depend on me. And it's been that way for such a long time. Nothing's changed. So it's a daily routine for me to just be like, hey, you need this done. You got to do it yourself. And I know that I have to start depending upon others. I know I have to start depending upon others. And it'll come in time. But I just know that as long as I have me, something going to shake. Something going to shake.
Yeah, but
soon first.
Don't you feel like when you meet people or when you meet someone and you have a commonality and there's just, you know, like you said, with you, Jose Rodney, and you and Shuggie. And so when you meet someone, even albeit virtually, don't you relax the reins just a bit of, or balance the idea of, I can only depend on me, when you find someone, and I guess at the heart of it would be who you trust to have your back. Do you not?
No, it does. To me, it doesn't matter. Because I trust them wholeheartedly. I trust them with damn near everything.
Right.
But to me, it's not their responsibility.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, Dre and I go back 20 years. 20 plus years.
Yeah.
It's not his responsibility. Now, will I take the responsibility of doing for him and looking out for him? Of course, because that's, to me, that's my job. But depending upon somebody else, like, I don't like burdening people. I don't like bothering people, even though it may not be a burden or a bother.
Yeah.
I don't like doing it.
But it's a two-way street. You just said, right, but you just said, I would take it upon myself to help or assist or shoulder the load for Dre, right? Wouldn't you allow that to be reciprocated?
I mean, if it happens, it happens. But I don't go into situations looking for it. I don't go into situations expecting it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just how I've been groomed, so to speak. It's just been me.
Yeah.
Me. And then I think having certain other friends and family members that when I have eased up and tried to depend on them, I couldn't depend on them. So it's pretty much just been, hey, me, myself, and I.
I come from a big family. So I have a lot of brothers. And
I did answer.
I guess it was, for me, it was always, I could depend on them. And maybe even after the loss of our dad, I depended on them even more.
Right.
So I'm certainly careful about who I would say that I'm dependent upon, but there's a very small circle, I think. Yeah.
Okay. I don't think that there's any wrong or right answer.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I'll do for others, but I don't want others doing for me. I don't know. It's how I've been raised. My 30 years on earth, it's just how I've been raised. I'm sorry, my 39 years on earth, it's just how I've been. So, yeah. All right, next question. how do you deal with procrastination?
I'm a workaholic, so I don't really procrastinate. I'm pretty militant. So yeah, I don't really have procrastination. Unless it's just like a chore that I just really don't want to do. Like, oh gosh, I have to, you know, clean out my garage or something, like, you know, I might procrastinate like that. Like, oh, I'll just wait until the weather warms up a little bit. I'm not going to go out there right now, but generally I don't procrastinate.
This is a tough one for me because I procrastinate a lot, a lot. And it's weird for me because I procrastinate more the more time that I have. If I need to accomplish something, let's say, for instance, I need to accomplish something and I got a 2-week vacation coming up. Instead of doing it during those 2 weeks off, it's kind of like, hey, I got another day. I'll do it tomorrow. Oh, no, I still got 4 days left. I'll do it then. Well, it's 2 more days left. I'll get it done this weekend. But it seems like when I'm working or I'm busy, I get more done because I'm already in the mode of work, 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 work. You might as well continue working. So sometimes I just have to pick myself up or I lean on my friends.
Yeah.
And it's hard. It's hard because even times when you want to do something, it there comes a problem in trying to figure out how to get it done. And that's why a lot of people procrastinate. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, I need to clean out my garage this weekend, but where am I going to dump this stuff at? You know, do I have to run a dumpster? What am I going to do with the excess? Am I going to give stuff away? Am I going to donate things? And it's just all of these thoughts because I'm an overthinker. I think too much, too hard. That's why I don't do a lot of things because I'm always thinking, well, what if this happens? Or what if that happens? I might as well just not do it. So it's pushing past those boundaries and me challenging myself. I think I'm a little bit better now because of YouTube, because YouTube doing this has forced me to step outside of myself and do things that I normally wouldn't do or things that I'm not comfortable with. And we had the conversation earlier about some people acting. Yeah. You know, they act like they have a big personality because that's the role that they're playing.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, sometimes I just have to look at myself as I'm an entertainer. So I have to step into this role of I'm confident in what I'm doing. You know, let me try to look natural as I do it. And people are like, oh, yeah, it's cool, whatever. But I'm sitting here the whole time in the back of my mind. It's like, you know, sometimes, and you can tell sometimes, because there are times when I talk really fast. Like I talk really fast. And that's only because my thoughts are coming in at 1,000 miles per minute. And they get jumbled up and I'm just like, oh, okay, now I got to separate it and say what I need to say all within milliseconds. So, you know, the procrastination portion of it, I think it's something that a lot of us struggle with. And it's something I have to get better with because I have so many ideas in my head. Like I get joked about my notebook. I see 7 notebooks right now just everywhere. And I just have stuff scribbled in all of them.
I think I'm on the opposite end of the pendulum, right? So for those who don't procrastinate, I think I can be too much of a, you know, like a person who works all the time. And trying to pull myself away and trying to balance that, like, it's tough. It's not easy.
Listen, we are all a work in progress. So
yeah,
hopefully we all can get better at it, especially when you have the support of other people.
Yeah, you certainly do. Support is important and it cannot be overlooked.
Okay. All right. Next question. What is the one thing that you can do during the month of March to take a step towards achieving a goal that you set for yourself?
Let me address Ferris and Rodney about the Bing. I just got a new laptop. Obviously, it's a Mac and it's now connected to my phone. So I don't know how to silence the Bing. I'll have to Google that. So if you hear another Bing or 2 or 10, no, it's because Yolanda doesn't know how to not have her. And like my messages is not even open. It's just.
Yeah, it only bangs when it's not open.
Oh, so then I should open it? No, but if just, I open it.
Just continue.
Yeah. So.
That's what I was thinking, Brittany. Just 9 o'clock on a Saturday night. Messages galore. Miss Popular.
Okay, next topic.
I mean, we're still on the same topic.
Let's go to the next.
You didn't answer this.
Oh, okay. What is it?
A step
Ooh.
That you wish to achieve during this month?
Can you go first? I'd have to think about that.
a step that I wish to achieve during this month would possibly be to actually stop procrastinating and put more effort into this channel. Do the things that I set out to do with this channel. I have some goals and a lot of ideas in mind that I haven't kind of put into motion just yet. But I know that if I do, it will set in motion a change that will bring a lot of us the success that we all deserve. What is wrong with
Brian
you?
Rodney on a he's on a tear tonight. Gee whiz. Rodney, I was laughing at Ferris.
This is what Bradley wants to achieve.
Why did you even put it up? Why did you even display his comment?
My bad.
Yeah.
So, goals for the month of March? A live stream? Is that your goal?
No, that's what Bradley said. I don't endorse that one. I mean, a live stream wouldn't be bad, but I just have to wait for a certain someone to show me how to do it. I move on. So once I have a tutor.
Mm-hmm. I thought you had one.
Oh, the tutor is on again, off again. So, you know.
Tell her to get on her
sing talk. Songs and tutor does all kinds of other things. You know, tutor's just busy. Tutor is just a little, you know. Okay. And scene.
So what is the goal that you want to achieve for this month?
I just said a live stream wouldn't be bad, but
you didn't say that was your goal.
Right, okay, because it can't be a goal because I have to wait for my, you know, derelict of a tutor.
Okay. So once you get to being tutored, then the live stream's coming out?
Yes. Yeah.
Because if I recollect, they showed you.
My tutor showed me?
See.
Huh. Okay.
All right. Last question. How do you make peace with your past?
A live stream for you, Monday. I'm sorry. I'm just reading Bradley's. See, Bradley over here.
Yeah. He said it would be great.
No, I'm reading the last one. I'm reading his last one. He's trying to help.
Because you didn't have an answer.
I could have thought of something on the fly.
It does seem like she's annoyed with us, like constantly.
Us? Who is us?
Your tutor, Bradney.
Rightfully so, with my tutor. My tutor is about to get fired.
Listen, she is not helping you at all. She's giving you all the wrong information. She should be fired. I'm not even going to hold you on that one.
Okay. How do I make peace with my past? That's a really tough one.
Would you like for me to go first while you think about it?
No. Sure. Sure.
How do I make peace with my past? I embrace my past. I embrace my past fully. And, you know, there were times growing up, may not have been the best or the ideal situation for someone to be brought up. And it was not all bad. Let's not go through that. But the trials and tribulations to me, and my mother calls me and apologizes to me constantly to where it gets annoying. And I'm like, Ma, chill out, like calm down. Because it made me the person I am today. And it made me value the things that I value. And it helped make me a stronger person. Like, I don't think that if I had gone through half the things that I've gone through, I would be sitting here right now, especially doing this, because I used to be a totally different person. Like, I was so quiet. I was so meek and docile. Like, I was always, it's still kind of the same to an extent, but I was always worried about the feeling of others instead of worrying about my own feelings. I grew up in a Jewish neighborhood. And if I saw a bunch of Jewish people walking down the street, I would walk across the street so they wouldn't feel uncomfortable. Like, I would do stuff like that because I was so worried about not making anybody else feel uneasy. And just through things that happened after that, it made me become a stronger person mentally, emotionally. In high school, there was this young lady and she broke my heart. She broke my heart. That was my first love. When people say there's no such thing as love at first sight, it's a lie. Like, when I saw her, she got on a bus. I was at City High School. I was on a 44 bus. She got on the bus, and I promise you, she had glowing lights around her. Glowing lights. And I saw her, and I can't repeat what I said to her, because she said something to me, and I can't repeat what I said to her. because my mind was jumbled and I just mumbled something. And she's like, what? And I was like, huh? Nothing. Like, I was blown away. And then somehow I got her number and we talked, and we talked for like 12 hours straight. And I was already in love with her. And I was like, this is the woman I'm going to spend the rest of my life with. And I went to her house and she was like, come on, let's go do some things. And I was like, no, let's wait. I think we should wait. Let's make this special. And she got back with her ex-boyfriend and didn't tell me. So I'm walking around still on cloud nine, like, yeah. And I'm like, hey, your book's not in my locker no more. Well, I'm smart enough to know what that means. But after that, thanks. So after that, and when I say I was heartbroken, I was heartbroken for like a summer, like the whole summer. I'm just,
aww.
But after that summer was over, I said, you know what? I will never let anyone hurt me like that ever again. And I got control of my emotions. And I dictate how I will emote to other people. So it made me a stronger person. As bad as that hurt, because it hurt something awful. But as bad as that hurt, it made me a stronger individual. And all of these things collectively made me the person that I am today. I'm still compassionate. And I'm still sensitive to other people's needs and wants. Or at least I think I am. But I have a better grip on if things don't go my way. Well, if certain things don't work out. I can't remember if it was the movie Ronin or if it was the movie Heat. I can't remember what it was, but one of those movies, my man said, don't stay with anything you're not prepared to leave in 30 seconds. Or don't be around something you're not prepared to leave in 30 seconds. And I was kind of like, aha. You are 100% right. Don't put yourself in these situations. If you're not prepared to leave it in 30 seconds for whatever reason, don't put yourself into it. And I was like, bet. And I was good since then. Yes, it was Heat. It was Heat. Yeah.
I don't know what you guys are talking about, but that's okay.
It was an outstanding movie.
Oh, I take your word. I take your word. Just like Blue Eye Samurai was outstanding too, but I move on.
I hate you, right? I hate you, Roddy. let me know after you answer this question. Let me know if y'all want to know the Circuit City story.
Yeah, let's hear the Circuit City story.
All right. I even forgot how it came up, but back in the day, Dre and I used to work at Social Security part time and at night after our first job, and we worked with this guy named Byron. So for some reason, he needed to go to Circuit City to grab something. And we were like, all right, let's go. Because we would leave work all the time and do other things other than work. Because work only took like 5 minutes. And we used to do it at the end of the day. So I don't know how this happened, but Dre and I went and got in his car, in my car, and went up there. And Byron, for some reason, left and went and got in his car. I don't understand why. Because we all were going to the same place and we were all in the same area, but we separated. So we get to Circuit City, walk in the door first. I turn. I see this young lady standing there. And I look at her, and she looks at me and gives me the biggest grin. And I'm like, all right, I know I'm hot in these streets right now, but I ain't that hot. Meaning that, you know, I think that I look, I'm easy on the eyes. I mean, I'm easy on the eyes, but I don't think that I'm all that, because I'm just like, why is she grinning at me like this? And I'm just like, Now, excuse me, Yolanda, I don't mean to offend you, but this adds context to the story. She had humongous breasts. I mean, they were so big that they sagged all the way down. I'm sorry. You'll understand later in the story. I'm sorry. They sagged all the way down. And I'm looking at her. And I walk away and I look at Dre and I'm like, that's a dude. That's a guy. Six feet. I don't care what it looks. And the only reason I said the breast sagging is because, you know, when most of them get work done, it's perfect. So they sit up tight and, you know, they try to look perfect. this person was trying to deceive people by making them saggy, which is kind of a smart move, but you shouldn't be deceitful. So, you know, Dre first was like, oh, and I'm like, oh, so dude, he's like, no. So the gift we need, for some reason, Byron is nowhere to be found. And Circus City is only 3 minutes away from our job. So we're like, where's Byron at? Like, come on now. So we leave out and we go outside, and then Byron comes running out. Hey, it's on tonight. And I'm like, yo, don't do it. He like, yo, I just got this chick number. I'm going over there tonight. It's about to be on and popping. I'm like, Byron, don't do it. Please don't do it. He's like, what's going on? I'm like, Byron, that's a guy. And then one of Dre's, somebody's friend came up and was like, yeah, you know, I work at AT&T out in Towson. She comes in all the time trying to get free minutes or whatever, a new phone or whatever, but that's a guy. And I'm like, I know it is. I suspect most women are being guys. I know. Weird situation.
Yeah, it's very strange.
Thank goodness he said something to us.
Yeah. Honestly. Because, I mean, you never know. You could have gotten her number.
No, I could not have. I know. I know things. I know things. I look sometimes, and that's why I was sitting there looking, and I'm looking, and I'm like, nope, I don't believe you. He did not. But Brandy was like, "Do you really know that he didn't go?" I hope not. Like,
okay.
Listen, I'm fully aware of a lot of things. And if you are focusing on me too much, I know something wrong. Like I said, I was hot in them streets, but I didn't think I was that hot. I was lukewarm. I was lukewarm in them streets, so you know. I could listen.
Hot in the streets means like you're good looking, like someone like you say, oh,
I was easy on eyes.
Okay.
Yeah. I was easy on eyes.
I'll mention that at work next week. I'll say, you know, Judge so and so was hot in these streets. And yeah, I think I'll do that.
All right. Answer the question. How do you make peace with your past?
No, I do know what it means now, Bradney. I'm getting better with slang. Thank you very much.
Wait a minute.
All right. I'm getting a lot better. I can speak a lot of slang now. Thanks.
You can. So before you answer this question, I want you to tell the people here, especially the ones from Baltimore and the surrounding areas, what is the mall that we told you to go to?
The what?
The mall. The mall that we always talk about that you say they misspelled their name?
Oh. Manda Woman. And I think, no, seriously, I think I could go to Manda Woman and I think they would like me. I think those fine people there would like me.
First of all, it's Mondawmin.
They misspelled it. It's Manda Woman.
Mondawmin. I don't know where you get Manda Woman from.
Because that's how it's supposed to, you know, be spelled or pronounced. So I just help them out. So bottom line is I could go to Manda Woman and they would like me.
First of all, you're mispronouncing their mall. And then telling them they spelled it wrong.
That's not on me. That's on them. They have to live with that.
All right. So how do you make peace with your past?
Rodney said, speak one slang.
Say yeah, me.
You're not gonna pick at me tonight. No, no, no.
No, say yeah, me.
No, no. Hold on. Ooh. You get ready for this, Brownie. Here you go. Drum roll, please. Cash me outside. You didn't know I knew that. You didn't know that I knew what that meant. Cash me outside, Brownie.
How about that?
How about that?
No, how about that?
How about that?
How about that?
I knew it. See? I learned that one today. Thank you. Okay, so, yeah. How do I make peace with my parents. Why are you guys laughing? Now I don't get it. Oh, wait, pause. Okay. Anyway. How do I make peace with my past? That's tough. Oh, Ferris. So I just learned the story about it today. I had never heard about it. And I, when somebody mentioned to cash them outside, I said, what? And then I got the backstory about, like, there was a Uncle Phil show or whatever. That's and dope. Yeah. And this young lady was on the show and she said, made that statement because, like, she was being naughty or whatever. She was bad. And somebody said something to her and then she said to cash her outside. So I learned that today. So yes, Rodney, thank you. Mm-hmm. Dealing with my, making peace with my past. I think it's something that I have to do on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. It's not something that it's not a destination that I've arrived. And particularly for me, I'm thinking about, you know, the loss of my dad, the loss of my oldest brother, and making peace with it sometimes just means that while the sting is still there, mm-hmm. even though it's been several years, knowing some days I'm just not okay. Knowing some days it still hurts more than others. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my dad's birthday, my dad and my dad's twin sister's birthday was February 26th. And so that's always a really, really difficult day.
Right.
So when you say making peace with your past, sometimes it's about not being at peace per se, but learning how to live with it, even though it's still there, it's still very fresh. But other things, like you mentioned, like, you know, a heartbreak or something that, you know, like somebody who hurt you or did something wrong to you, making peace with it sometimes means being the bigger person mm-hmm. and forgiving, letting go, because you deserve it. You deserve to not allow them to take rent in your mind. You deserve the peace. You deserve the ability to not allow it to grip you like it right. once did. So, yeah.
I understand that. All right. I don't normally think this, but it's a wonderful show tonight. Wonderful show tonight. And it being the last one, man, I think we are going out with a bang. Are you shaking it?
Because it's not going to be the last one. Yes, Brittany, she was very naughty. And from what I hear on the show, I obviously haven't seen it. I just learned about it today. She was being very mouthy. And someone in the audience was like, oh, she needs her butt beat. And then the young lady said, you know, cast her outside. Yeah.
Nice. I will say this. It felt good today. Like, it's a little cathartic getting some things off your chest and sharing with others yeah. about your past.
All right. We enjoyed it so much. We'll see you next week. Same time, same place.
Not what I was going to say.
Oh, I was going to say, you know, Brodney wanted an invite. Suge wanted an invite. So maybe next.
Yeah, I was thinking too. I was like, man, it's early. Maybe we should do a second live stream.
That's a brilliant idea. So
I said I'm thinking. I didn't say it's certain.
Oh, well, let's hear the hendo when I'm thinking about something. That means I'm considering it. I'm pondering it. I think I may, I'm not sure. Don't hold me to it. I never said I was definitely doing it. I'm still contemplating. I'm going over, I'm mulling it over. I think I might, maybe could possibly do another stream.
Okay, I apologize. Somebody should do another stream because it's early and I really don't have anything to do. I think I heard my granddaughter come in, but she may be tired from the party. So she's not going to bother me. And I have nothing else to do. It's nothing on TV. Who gonna put together a committee?
Oh, Brandon, you're putting together a committee?
Nice. Sweet.
Awesome.
Sweet. Sweet. Awesome. So whose channel is it gonna be on? What are we gonna talk about? Let me prep myself.
Oh, it's gonna be on this channel. And I think I will just, you know, exit stage left, and then Brodney can join, or Shug.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree 100%, Brodney. Y'all
are you guys are the worst. Yeah.
We need some content for today. Where Jay at? Jay needs to stream. I haven't seen Jay stream.
I told him that. I was like, Jay, I hope you stream again really soon. We miss you.
Right. Now Reyes just stepped his game up, so we can't pick with him no more. So that was gonna all fall on Jay.
Yeah.
And Yolanda.
Say what now? Wait. Let me pull a Hendo. I'm thinking about it. I maybe could possibly. I don't know. Don't hold me to it. Don't pin me down. I'm still thinking about it. You know, 10 years later, I'm still contemplating.
Well, I'm gonna pull a Yolanda. Great. So later tonight. Oh, you know what? You know what? No. Listen. All jokes aside, in all seriousness. Tonight, grand opening, premiere, Yolanda B, live stream. We all can join, and it can be the start of your live stream, and you'll have the support of everybody else. Damn.
Again, I'm going to say what Hendo normally says. Mm-hmm. Oh, Reg, don't agree with him.
Everybody's agreeing. It's time for you to pick up. Listen, you've been waiting in the wings for long enough. It's time for you to pick up the slack.
I did. I picked up the slack, and I have two channels. Hello, somebody.
You just did one. Started one an hour ago.
It still counts.
It's in the infancy stage, so it doesn't count.
I already released a video on that second channel.
But it'd be great to come out with a live stream, announce it to the world, and then you can tell everyone about the second channel.
Oh, I can just put it a link.
No,
just hear me out. I will put a link on my primary channel, on my first channel. I will put a link. And thank you, Reg. I see where you subscribe to my second channel. Thank you. I will put a link on my first channel. I'll link my second. So that way you're automatically taken to it. There you go.
Osman says, this sounds like a good idea, Yolanda.
Who said that?
Osman. He's one of our newer patrons. For some reason, he just hasn't welcome. he hasn't joined the Discord yet. I don't know.
Welcome. See that? You saw the hearts?
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. Welcome to the Rogue. Welcome to the Rogue Pod family. We're so happy you're here. Yeah. But that's another one. Where's B squared? We're missing a quiz. He quit. He did not. He just did a live stream on his channel with Jay a couple months ago.
I miss doing this. Let me get it out of my system real quick. But he said he quit.
We don't do quitters. We are a part of the winning team.
We are.
This is a circle of winners, right. Not quitters. Right. This is a circle of we are going to empower one another. We are going to support. We are going to encourage.
Isn't that what we're trying to do right now? And you're trying to weasel your way out of it?
All right. Thank you all so much for coming by and hanging with Hendo tonight. We appreciate it. Please make sure you hit the like and subscribe button and turn on your post notifications so that you're notified every time fire content is produced on this channel. Until next time, you all take care, stay safe, and God bless. Are we still recording?
I thought that was yeah. you don't decide when the stream is over. But I mean, listen, it's been an hour and 15 minutes. I think we should get out of here. But I really honestly do believe, in all seriousness, you should do a live stream tonight announcing everything that you have going on. There's no time like the present.
Or, hold on, hear me out.
Don't throw the or.
Wait. I can post on the community tab and then link it there as well. Wait. And
You can do both. How about that?
My bedtime.
Catch me outside. It's Saturday. You don't have a bedtime tonight. It's Saturday. Next excuse.
I have to wait for my tutor to show me how to live stream. And my tutor.
Okay, well, listen, if your tutor's not available, I'll show you how to live stream right now.
Oh, you are my tutor that I was talking about, the one that's a derelict? That was you.
I'm not your tutor. I told you that before. We had a one-time deal, and I did not renew that contract.
Ooh, Brodney, how about that?
No, it's how about that. It's not mm-hmm. how about. It's how about mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do it, I can show you. It's going to take you 2 minutes to learn how to do it. We can get it set up. Bam.
Well, let me give it some thought.
No, because you have to give it some thought. It'll be 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Like, I thought about it, but I decided, you know, it's too late by that time.
Oh, does that sound familiar, Hendo?
No, it doesn't. You know what does sound familiar? You might as well go ahead and do it. Give the people what they want. Hey, y'all in the chat, do you want Yolanda to live stream tonight? Because if you do, let us know. Does that sound familiar?
All right. Take two. Thank you all so much for coming by.
And once again, if you're just joining us, this is the stream for the patrons. For the patrons, of the patrons, by the patrons, which means in future episodes, if I decide to bring it back and do it, all y'all can come up here and talk about whatever it is that you wish to talk about, get it off your chest. This is a community thing. We may open it up to everybody else, but just for right now, it's just for us. So if I decide to continue with this. Now, I don't like ultimatums, but I will say if you stream tonight, Hanging with Hendo will continue.
Oh, no, that's right.
Not stream tonight, we may have to cancel this right now.
Let's do a 10-minute stream. Let's go. See you all in a few.
Okay. 10-minute stream.
All right. Let's do it.
And let me know with whom you want to participate. That means what?
I expect Hanging with Hendo for the duration of the off season up until the first preseason game.
That's right, Osmond. No time like the present.
That's right.
So we're going to get on out of here. We're going to skedaddle and set up for your lawn to stream. So make sure
you have an agreement before we do. Are we in agreement that there will be Hanging with Hendo once a week?
Oh, I didn't say once now, a week, but there will be.
From now through the end of the off season, leading up to the preseason. Is that a yes?
I will guarantee you at least two a month. There may be more, but I'll guarantee you at least two a month.
Okay. Let's live stream. See you all soon.
And we out. Appreciate y'all for dropping by. Yeah. Until next time.